D-Radio Wissen. Schaum oder Hase?
Ihr habt schon mitbekommen in den vergangenen Tagen und heute bei D-Radio Wissen, die Schotten, die stimmen heute über ihre Unabhängigkeit von Großbritannien ab. Es sieht nach Umfragen nach einem Kopf-an-Kopf-Rennen aus. Die Argumente sind ausgetauscht und ab heute sind jetzt die Leute gefragt. Die Leute, die abstimmen. Wir haben eben schon gesprochen mit Susan Armstrong, die sagt, yes, bitte, Unabhängigkeit. Ross Dunbar ist 21 Jahre alt, ebenfalls Schotte, und der sagt was ganz anderes.
Well, my personal stance would be no, but I can understand the suggestions for independence. I think the problem that a lot of people have is that a lot of the questions that remain, you know, in the air are so unanswered. You know, we still don't know whether it will be the British pound or whether it will be the euro. There are suggestions that Scotland wouldn't be an easy access to the European Union or NATO, for example. So these are all very unanswered questions. And also, I think personally, it's a question of identity now. So, you know, regardless of the arguments put forward, I think people will vote based on their emotions and how they feel about being Scottish or being British. And it's more of an identity question rather than actually the economics and the politics of the situation.
And why would the emotions drive you to the decision to stay in the United Kingdom?
I mean, it's quite complex. I mean, I've always grown up feeling quite part of the United Kingdom. I'm very proud to watch Team GB in the Olympic Games. And at the same time, I do feel proud to be Scottish. And I think it's important to emphasise that, you know, if you feel proud to be Scottish, you can also feel proud to be part of the United Kingdom as well. But a lot of the things at the moment are very nationalist driven. I'm very staunchly against nationalism. I don't think it's a positive thing. One thing as well about the campaign for independence is that it's very, very vocal. You know, it's very loud, it's very noisy.
If you put aside the emotions and just go on arguments, what dangers would you see if Scotland would be independent?
I think there would be several problems. Obviously, the currency being one of them. Nobody knows whether it would be the British pound or whether it would be the euro or a new currency. That's dangerous in itself because, you know, the economic recovery is still only new in Germany and Europe and the United Kingdom. You know, there's been talk this week in the Scottish media that a lot of the banks will relocate, you know, big British banks such as Lloyds, the Royal Bank of England, Royal Bank of Scotland, HSBC, they will relocate out of the Scottish country. So economically, it will be a problem, but I don't see the positive economic issues. You know, it's a really complex situation, and then you have really small issues like the passport, the borders, the television. Yeah, I think even taking my emotional side of it out of it, I would probably still vote no based on the arguments, because at the moment there are so many questions that remain unanswered.
I just had an interview with a woman from Edinburgh in Scotland, and she would vote for yes. And she said that one strong argument for her is that she would have the feeling that Scotland would become more like a direct democracy, that people are closer to the decisions that are made in Scotland. Do you see any positive things in an independence?
I can understand that viewpoint. I think it's probably quite valid. A lot of the decisions that get made are made in Westminster in London, which, you know, Scotland doesn't have a really big representation there. So I can understand why someone would want to vote from that point of view. But I would also suggest that I think the best kind of consensus would be what we already have, which is devolution, you know, increase the powers to Scotland through the Scottish Parliament. You know, there's no need for full independence.
Ross Dunbar, 21 Jahre alt und Schotte, wünscht sich ein No zur Abstimmung heute in Großbritannien. In Schottland meine ich. Er möchte gerne bei Großbritannien bleiben. Das Gespräch mit ihm haben wir vor der Sendung aufgezeichnet. Mehr Infos zum Thema schottische Unabhängigkeit bei uns im Live-Blog auf dradiowissen.de.
Dradiowissen. Schaum oder Hase?